What is this new war on terror? It is, I think, several things. At one level, it's a response to domestic pressure. It's just theater, right? The administration had to act. That's part of it. It's also, I think, an honest attempt, as best they can, to crush this threat. The only way they know how to do that is mass racist roundups and bombing to smithereens some other country. And third, and most importantly, it is the advance of a pre-existing agenda, which is the direct and indirect control of the entire planet under U.S. military and corporate control. That's what the militarization of Uzbekistan is all about. The U.S. had begun military ties with Uzbekistan in 1996. Now they have major military bases there. Believe me, they're not going to go away. And then there is also an element of it which I think is just excess repression. It's just people like Wolfowitz just running at the mouth and just this like crazed behavior by this huge aggressive beast that's been stung in the face and lashing out. So just a word on the pre-existing agenda, and then finally get to a sort of like a judgment on, well, what's this war going to achieve, which you all know the answer to that, right? But one thing in terms of the pre-existing agenda I just want to be clear on, I think the pre-existing agenda is more than oil, okay? Oil is really key. There's lots of oil in Central Asia. The U.S. is very interested in controlling that oil. UNICAL started trying to cozy up to Pakistan and the Taliban so as to bring a pipeline through Afghanistan in the late 90s. Bridas, an Argentine firm, did the same thing. But it's not just about oil, because even oil isn't just about oil. I mean, oil is the one commodity that touches all others. I mean, oil, it has so much geostrategic importance that the struggle over oil isn't about like getting access to oil supplies. It's about having leverage over the entire world economy and over the political power of all states that are dependent on oil. So it's not just about some pipeline through Afghanistan. It's about the whole thing. I mean, it's about the whole thing. It's about the water there. It's about the markets. It's about projecting power. It's about letting everybody on the planet know again and again and again that the U.S. is, one, serious, and two, capable of doing whatever needs to be done to control any threat to its power. So the point being, to return to the root causes of why people are willing to bomb the U.S., the fact that there is no opportunity for the majority of the people on the planet, that 2 billion of the 6 billion people on the planet live in abject poverty according to the World Bank, which tends to put a happy face on things, that in other words, over half of the world's population lives in really serious poverty. That is ultimately the root cause of all of this crisis and the real threat that faces people in the U.S. today. And the only real solution, which may seem utopian, but we have to keep reiterating, is global justice, is planetary redistribution of power and wealth. And there really is, as you all know, no way around that. That's ultimately what we have to keep working for. Thanks.